I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The city of Atlanta can use bonds backed by future sales tax revenue to redevelop the area known as the Gulch, a 40-acre hole in downtown. A Fulton County judge made the ruling this week. Critics of the bonds challenged the legality of them, saying there wouldn't be enough revenue generated from the redevelopment. Last fall, Atlanta's city council approved nearly $2 billion of public funding for the project. According to the AJC, members of the group Red Light the Gulch plan to appeal. Well, last quarter's political fundraising numbers are in for state lawmakers and political action committees. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on who raked in the cash.
This session's controversial abortion bill had different effects for two lawmakers. Democratic Senator Jen Jordan of Atlanta, one of the biggest critics of the bill, raised more than $74,000 April through June. The bill's sponsor, Republican Ed Setzler of Acworth, raised just $265. He said in the filing that he was not actively fundraising this quarter. Also of note, Insurance Commissioner Jim Beck had $80,000 in campaign funds seized by the federal government when he was indicted on fraud charges in May. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has signed legislation banning smoking and vaping in enclosed areas such as bars, restaurants, and the smoking rooms at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The AJC reports that it will go into effect on January 2nd. Hartsfield-Jackson has been one of the few major hubs where people could still smoke inside designated rooms. An airport spokesperson says the smoking rooms will be repurposed. Smokers will instead be allowed to smoke in an outdoor terminal smoking area before heading through security. The ban excludes private residences and establishments that ban minors and generate at least 20% of their income from tobacco product sales. A judge has ordered the South Fulton County City Council to appear in court because a legal document hasn't been submitted. WSB-TV reports the council member's court date is July 21st. Former South Fulton Chief Magistrate Court Judge Tiffany Sellers has appealed her March 19th termination over allegations that she bullied workers and approved filming a reality TV show in her courtroom. Fulton County Judge Rachel Krause ordered the city council to submit a legal document that would state Sellers doesn't have any debt with the city. Sellers' attorney, George Lawson, filed a motion of contempt against the city council because he says it missed the deadline and an extension to hand over the document. FEMA and the National Flood Insurance Program are urging people on the Gulf of Mexico and the east coast of the United States, including Georgia, to prepare now for hurricane season and consider purchasing flood insurance. They say 1 inch of water in an average home can cause $25,000 in damage. The agencies also recommend making an evacuation plan and preparing an emergency kit with at least 3 days' supplies. The Hurricane Center said Tuesday that a tropical depression is likely to form in the Gulf of Mexico by the end of this week. And in sports, Atlanta United travels to St. Louis to play St. Louis FC this evening in a U.S. Open quarterfinal match. Game time is 7:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.